Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
God does not want us to be addicted to something that's killing us. Most of us struggle with not worshiping what Paul called the God of the stomach. Well, I proclaim today that most people worship their stomach. Most people worship food. People are food addicts. What they're doing is high-level witchcraft to put chemicals in food that manipulates the brain to where me and you could go in Walmart and we could watch somebody 600 pounds loading up their cart with ice cream. That's demonic. People literally are willing to eat until their organs explode. So I consider this witchcraft. I consider this spiritual warfare. We have a nation that sets people up for disease so they can profit from it and profit from the fear. One of the best ways to get in tune with our Creator is eat what His hand created. I mean, when you take an apple and you pick it off a tree, you are tapping into a source of power directly from the Most High.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries. I got a great guest on today. This is Brother Nathaniel, and I'm going to be talking to him about his ministry, an important ministry, and also his personal story about how he got into it. So, shalom, Brother Nathaniel. Welcome to the show.
And shalom, Brother Paul. Thank you for having me.
Now, when you were growing up, did you grow up Christian? And what happened? Like, did you have a life change where you became Christian later on in life?
Yes, I was raised in an evangelical Christian home. My father was the most religious man I've ever known. The late, great Pastor Eddie Jordan Jr., may he rest in peace. So no, he was an evangelical Republican voting, very religious man. He was one of them hellfire brimstone preachers that'll run people out the church. So I didn't grow up under this pussyfied version of Christianity that we see today. No, he was one of those where the pastors would get mad at him because he was coming down on homosexuality and fornication and all of those things. But of course, where he failed at is where Christianity fails overall. But this has even extended into the Hebrew movement. He failed in the area of health. That's where my father failed, because Christianity teaches that as long as you bless your food in Jesus' name, it'll be nutritious to your body. That's what killed him. But everything else, he walked a tight rope. We was raised, you know, pretty strict. It wasn't no Joel Osteen, T.D. Jakes type of Christianity.
Very good, very good. So you following his footsteps, because I heard some of your teachings, what made you get the health message where he didn't? Like, who taught you that?
Well, when my father started having strokes, he started having strokes back in 2010. And at the time, I was a police officer. I was in the St. Louis City Police Department. Prior to that, I was in the United States Marines. I gained 100 pounds eating everything, you know, bacon, catfish, you know, the standard things that we're taught. My blood pressure became high. My father, along with his brothers, they started dropping dead from heart attacks and strokes. And I went on a healing journey where I ended up losing 100 pounds. I reversed all of my heart conditions. And really, when I started searching for biblical answers, I'm going to be honest with you. You was one of the people that showed up back then. We're talking over 10 years ago. And when I started researching the Bible, I came across you and others, you know, and so that led me into some deep research. And I know this might be controversial, but at this point, Brother Paul, after me diving very deep into the Holy Scriptures, and again, I know this is controversial, I'm just stating my opinion. I believe that at this point we're dealing with some serious corruption of the text when it comes to what we're supposed to be eating and not eating. But when I first started off, you and others were one of the ones on the front lines, you know, saying that no, the real dietary law is Genesis 1:29, not what we find in the book of Leviticus.
Sure. Well, so I mean, even with the book of Leviticus, I mean, in the scriptures, Yah tells us his original plan was for us to be the priest. There wasn't even supposed to be a Levitical priesthood. But man decided we don't want what Yah wants for us. And then we get into all this other stuff that includes eating and killing animals. And the lifespan of man was reduced dramatically when man started eating the things that get away from the Genesis 1:29 diet. And, you know, and I just posted a video today and you know, people trying to defend their meat eating. And I'm like, what about your health? You know, whatever you think the scriptures say, the number one thing that our creator wants to take care of us is us. He wants us to be as healthy as possible. And we got the word, we got science, we got everything saying how to do that. And you wouldn't bring your car to, a dentist to get it fixed. You bring it to a mechanic who made the car. Well, Yah made us, right?
Yeah.
And he tells us what the best food is for us.
Yeah. I preach, you know, throughout all churches. You know, so I get invited to speak, whether it's on Sabbath day services or on Sunday services. I just for the sake of spreading the message as far as possible, I come under the banner of a Christian. I just tell people I'm a Christian. So therefore I get invited to speak at all sorts of churches. And at a 7-day Adventist church, I was preaching that they said, so are you saying, Minister Jordan, that the Bible says we're never supposed to be sick as believers? And I said, well, don't let me answer. Let's let the word of God answer. So I took them to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not upon your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Fear the Lord, depart from evil, and it will. I said, this isn't an if, this isn't a maybe, say it will bring health to the body. So if health has not come to our body, who's leading you? And that's the question that I start asking with my father, because if I didn't come to these conclusions, Brother Paul, then because I'm a man that believes whatever faith we believe in, it should have a practical application to our lives. You know, if what we believe in, brother, can't even help us in the most critical area of life, then what the heck are we believing it for? And so, did God deceive my father? Because, you know, I miss him to this day. He was a great father. Did he deceive him by really saying that you could eat whatever? I remember my dad stacked up a ham sandwich this tall and was eating it in front of my cousin's face because he was a Muslim. And my father really believed that Jesus gave him this freedom to eat that big old ham sandwich. That's what he was taught by the pastors who taught him. So how my brain works is, who lied? Did God lie or is man a liar? And of course, me and you know the truth, you know, that man is a liar. And again, where I'm at now, the rabbit hole that I'm at now, that I know most people aren't ready to go down this rabbit hole. But unfortunately, we better get a jump start on it, Brother Paul, because I don't know if you've heard of Christspiracy, this documentary that's taken the world by storm. The question becomes, has this issue of meat killing animals versus not killing animals, is this an issue that is so deep that we're talking about people were willing to even corrupt the text itself to confuse us on this issue? So yes, I agree with you, and I showed them that scripture. You know, we're not supposed to suffer the same fate as the wicked. Yet if you go in a cancer center, if me and you went in a cancer center, we would see the Christian dying of cancer, the Hebrew dying of cancer, the Muslim dying of cancer, the atheist, is no separation. And what I always say is that I've realized after walking this walk that the reason why all the faiths are suffering the same fate is because most of us struggle with not worshiping what Paul called the God of the stomach. I realized that most of us really worship food. So what was interesting, Brother Paul, is that, and I know you see this in the Hebrew movement, they're as stiff-necked as the Christians when it comes to, because they really can't, that the Levitical code, it really has a stronghold on our brothers and sisters that identify with the Hebraic roots. But on Fridays, I call in to a show of Muslims, and it's the same thing. They call me Dr. Well, and I call in for 20 minutes, and I'm there, you know, to educate them about health. And it's incredible because they suffering the same thing. Oh, well, how do I reverse this? How do I reverse that? And whenever I tell them, you have to let go of the animal flesh, including chicken and fish. It's like I can hear the pin drops. fish, but, you know, Jesus fed the most, you know.
Man, it's sad that, you know, that, listen, I'll tell you, the enemy is having his way with people. The enemy is having his way with people, and people are, you know, everything you're saying is makes. You can't eat an animal. We weren't designed to eat that and be healthy. Exodus 15:26, you know, it says, if you follow my guideline and instructions, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. Now, you know what's very interesting, brother, is in the New Age, you know how the New Age is. So they took, Yah gave us a flag as a sign of the covenant. So the New Age stole that flag. They changed it up a little, but stole the rainbow that they made it into that flag. Now, the New Ages today, for the most part, a lot of the New Age movements are eating better than most Christians.
Yeah.
So a lot of them, you go to some health food store, you see these yogis and these other, you know, New Age people, but they're eating a closer diet to scripture than a lot of these Christians that are in the church screaming and hollering, but they're overweight and there's more prayer for healing of disease than any other topic. While these New Ages are they're way spiritually, they're lost in the dark, but they're
right. Right.
They're experiencing great physical health because they're eating.
That's a problem. Yeah, we got to take the movement back. I hate that. I hate saying that because the original advocates of animal rights have always been the followers of the Most High Yah. That's a problem to me. I get sick of going, and now I don't have that issue in Africa. You know, Africa, the culture is different. But in America, I got sick and tired of you go into a vegan restaurant and you're the only straight man in there.
You know,
it's like what, and so much to the point where I, you know, one of them old school holiness Christian preachers, he has a ministry that goes hard against hip hop. He's one of the reasons why I stopped listening to hip hop years ago. So he's done a fantastic job on that. But this man teaches that veganism is witchcraft. He's one of those, you know, to where he teaches veganism is with, but this is because, like you said, you know, Satan has played a marvelous trick to where it seems as if veganism has been overtaken by this super secular New Age movement, when the truth is that it has always been rooted in the people of God. And that's where I do commend, like I said, there's a documentary, I know you've heard about it, Christspiracy.
And I haven't seen it. I haven't seen a documentary yet, but I know. Did you actually see it?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm waiting to see it.
Yeah, me as well. I want to see that Christspiracy. I'll put a link below to that, everybody. But you know, tell me a little bit more yourself. So you lost 100 pounds. You realized that diet does, you know, have something to do with our physical health, and our Creator wants us to be healthy. He says in his own word, you know, to keep the temple clean, then, you know, your body is that temple. Keep it clean, keep it holy, keep it pure. So you learn about all this stuff. You experience this great health. You hear, and maybe in the United States at that time, I don't know if you were here at that time, your dad gets sick, passes away. You learn this, you start teaching this to people in the church. And how was the response from people? What did they tell you?
People worship their stomach. They worship food. I have a message on my YouTube channel where I prove that eating yourself to death is a violation of the Ten Commandments, because the first commandment is thou shalt have no other gods before me. Well, I proclaim today, Brother Paul, that most people worship their stomach. Most people worship food. I mean, look at the way we talk about food. You know, it's almost like this perverted sexual relationship. Ooh, I love ribs. Ooh, I love chicken. Ooh, I mean, the way people talk about food, they talk about it with more admiration than they do the Most High. The reception, people are food addicts. People are food addicts. And that's the witchcraft of the satanic American diet. When you have witches and sorcerers, because I don't call these people science, what they're doing is high level witchcraft to put chemicals in food that manipulates the brain to where me and you could go in Walmart and we could watch somebody 600 pounds loading up their cart with ice cream. That's demonic. That is absolute. And so what are they doing to the food to where people literally are willing to eat until their organs explode? So I consider this witchcraft. I consider this spiritual warfare. It is the greatest spiritual battle that we will ever face. That's what I believe. I believe that it is the last. It is usually the last spiritual hurdle. If you can master what you put in your mouth, along with, I say that, Brother Paul, that food completes the circle of holiness. So my father, he gave up gambling for Jesus. He gave up smoking for Jesus. I never seen this man look at another woman. He was married for 42 years. He worked hard, 7 children by 1 woman. I mean, these are commendable things, but there was one thing he could not give up that didn't complete the circle of holiness, and that was food. And you can do all the other commandments, but if you don't put in that last missing puzzle, like you said, the diseases of sin will come upon you. And so that proves how God takes eating to live very seriously. And the reason why I believe why is because if one of the best ways to get in tune with our Creator is eat what His hand created. I mean, when you take an apple and you pick it off a tree, you are tapping into a source of power directly from the Most High. And so, taking eating His food, He wants us to eat His food and to appreciate what He has given us. Like the commandments say, serve me with joyfulness of heart. And most of the time you tell people to eat God's food and they get a sad face. That's all I can eat. Oh, man. And like the children of Israel told one of the most disrespectful examples in the Bible, where they told Moses, they said, if y'all can strike a rock and bring forth water, man, you can give us more food to eat than some manna. I mean, just the most disrespectful. And it's amazing how that story, King David repeats it over and over as one of the primary signs of rebellion was over food. So, people are under a demonic spell of food addiction. And that's why I focus so much. I have a series called The 12 Components of Food Addiction on my YouTube channel where I speak from experience, because of course with somebody like me, I'm in the midst of overcoming another battle that I will confess to. And that's that when I first lost all my weight, I was very strict with God's medicine foods. But then I learned about the vegan junk food movement. And that vegan junk food movement, it took a hard, strong hold on me. So even as I do this video, I can definitely lose, about 30, 40 pounds. And that's strictly vegan food. So veganism doesn't equal health. We have to stick to the word of God. And that's the foods that, His hand has directly created.
That's so important. And I'm explaining to people, because when I tell people, there's this thing out there called the carnivore diet. Basically, it's crazy. It's just eating animals and nothing else. And people say they feel good. And this is what I tell people. I say, they say, well, I tried eating a vegan diet or a vegetarian diet and it didn't work for me. I said, look, our creator gave us the fruits and vegetables to consume. The processed foods are going to kill us. And there's no food processed more than animals. But the processed foods are going to kill us. So what people do, they're eating a Big Mac and French fries. So they get convinced to stop eating the animals. So they leave out the Big Mac, but they're still eating the fries. French fries will kill you just as fast as a Big Mac will. You know, people need to understand. We need to eat fruits and vegetables. People said, I did that diet and I got sick. I said, I promise you, if you just eat fruits and vegetables, you won't get sick. And like you said, but that's all, but I need more stuff. And blah.
Yeah.
Listen, 30 years I've been eating fruits and vegetables. You don't need to eat other stuff, but that's the trap. That's where people, they start getting the fake Big Macs and the fake French fries and all this other mimicking that was bad to begin with.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a big difference between raw food and live food. There's a big difference between vegan food and live food, or growing sprouts and microgreens and things like this. And this is what I tell people. They say, well, you got a garden. You can grow your own food. I'm like, for a couple of cents, you can grow sprouts in your house. And I tell people this, and they don't want to connect. They just want to make excuses. But the scriptures say I could eat this, and the scriptures say I could eat that. Meanwhile, these people are spending more time in a doctor than they are in the Word. You know, and it's like, and I'm telling you, there's only a handful of people I could think of around the world. And if there's anyone that's watching that's different between you, brother, myself, and maybe a few other people that are teaching the true health message of the scriptures, and that in itself is sad, because this is a true message and it'll bless people tremendously. And this is the way Yah wants it. He wants us to treat our bodies with the utmost respect and treat it the best way. You know, when they destroyed the temple, the Romans destroyed the temples, they brought a pig in the temple, and they completely made an abomination of that whole situation.
Yeah.
Yah says, you know, our bodies are our tabernacles. He wants us to keep it as clean as possible. And when we put that junk in our bodies, those fries, that Big Mac, and everything else, and then make excuses for it, the enemy says, lukewarm, I don't need to deal with them. You know? They'll kill themselves. I don't need to kill them.
There is not a single, especially when you, if you reduce it down to Christian, there is not a single Christian preacher who delivers full messages revolving around health. As I travel all over the world, I've had pastors 75 years old say, I've never heard this type of message ever. Like, I've never heard a preacher, you know, like in the style of like a Southern Baptist, and from start to finish, I can do 2 hours on a healing message using the Bible. It's just, it is pretty much unheard of. I do see where more are trying to. Actually, there's a very rich prosperity preacher. I won't state his name, but he's a very rich man. He runs in them circles with Kenneth Copeland and Jakes and all of them. And he found out about me, I'm the author of 5 books, and he's pretty much plagiarizing my work. And he's turned my health message into like this prosperity healing message. And I called him, one day, and I said, you know, Apostle, you know, being respectful, he's older. And I said, Apostle, sir, why won't you bring me into your mega church, and why don't you get behind me as the minister of wellness? You've obviously been blessed. And he was just afraid, you know, that I'm too radical and that I would offend, you know. So he's taking my message and he's trying. So it is, I do see where it's spreading. I have a lot of pastors and bishops who watch me, you know, secretly, and then I click on their channel, and now, you know, they're trying to do a version of the health message. So, I mean, all praises to the Most High. I wish, you know, they would at least, you know, give a brother a tithe and offering to say thank you. But, you know, they don't do that. But so I do see where it's starting. There's a small tide that's starting to change, because it has to. because people are too sick. And there's another pandemic coming. And we know that our nation has set people up for failure. You intentionally weaken people's immune system, knowing full well that they aren't prepared for another pandemic. So you set people up for failure. We have a nation that is that sets people up for disease so they can profit from it and profit from the fear. So unfortunately, you know, we have legalized murderers and drug dealers that are running a train wreck in America.
Exactly. Exactly. Man, I love this. I love this. So three
and they bringing that over here and they're trying to bring it. Yeah, and they're trying to bring it over here to Africa. I'm sorry.
Wow. So, yeah, everybody, Brother Nathaniel's in Africa. That's where he lives now and teaches out there now. And but he's online. I'm going to put his YouTube channel below. Definitely check it out. It's a powerful and true information. I can tell you that. So there's three things I want to discuss here. So the first one is when you look at the Christian movement and you look at the way everyone's being told what they can eat and whatever they can't eat, because I'll tell you, when I walk into a church or somewhere, the devil's poison, a cup of coffee, is killing people. And, you know, they're just all drinking it like water. And it's just crazy. But there's one sect of Christianism that used to teach the right way, not the junk food, anything. Ellen White and the Seventh-day Adventists had it. They had the message. But now go in there and they're teaching, and most of them are eating just like everyone else now. And many of them are eating the fake meats and the vegan junk food. But they had it, because Ellen White's, anyone that wants to get this message and you don't want it from one of us, find Ellen White's teachings for health reform. If you don't believe or want to think about her other ministry teachings and stuff, health reform by Ellen White, the simple, true, good information that'll show you what we're talking about here. So this is an example of people that had it, but they lost it. And I want to ask you, Brother Nathaniel, tell me about maybe a few of the stories about people that listened to the word coming from you about this topic, that were overweight, sick, or disease, cancer, whatever, that started applying your information. And you also have some great supplements online that you talk about that are very healing, herbal medicines and other medicines that listen to your information. Tell us about maybe one or two of those stories about those healings.
Yeah, one of the most recent ones, well, I'll give you two. My administrative assistant, we call her Mama Mary Jones, from Michigan. She's 75 years old. When she came across me about a year ago, she was immobile because of severe rheumatoid arthritis.
Join me on tomorrow's program for part two, and you can see the video at my YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.
There is a day coming when the old will pass away, every wrong will be made right, no darkness, no night, the sun will light the way. There is a king coming.